Current state on 90.5 WKAR. 200 years ago, few Europeans had ever seen Michigan's forest interior inland from the Great Lakes. In 1836, driven by the prospect of cheap land, white settlers first arrived in mid-Michigan. Farming and fur trading flourished in what's now Meridian Township. The region continued to grow after Michigan's capital moved from Detroit to Lansing in 1847. A new book due out next month chronicles the early history of Meridian Township. Jane Rose is the executive director of the Meridian Historical Village and the author of a book simply titled Meridian Township. It's part of the very cool Images of America series from Arcadia Publishing, which has occupied altogether too much of my time in one bookstore or the other. I love that series. Jane Rose, welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Meridian was created as a township in 1842, and as we said, you're the executive director of the Meridian Historical Village, located right next to the township's administrative offices on Marsh Road. For people who've never visited the historical village, what buildings have been preserved there? What story do you try to tell there?
Well, what happened was back in the 70s, during the time of urban renewal, so many of our historic buildings were being torn down and replaced by modern structures. So the township, Meridian Township, asked for a study of all of the buildings within the township that were of historic significance. And as a result of that, the Friends of Historic Meridian, the organization was formed in 1974. And we began identifying historic buildings that were in risk of being torn down. And we rescued them, and we relocated them to Central Park in Okemos and restored them. So we have a nice little village right now that includes a farmhouse and barn and the whole farmstead community there. We have a rural one-room schoolhouse. We have an inn and tavern, a general store, and the only remaining toll gate house left in the entire state of Michigan. We also have a little log cabin that came to us through the Hazlitt Middle School, which was used for many years with the Pioneer Living and Outdoor Education Program.
Very nice.
So it's a lovely little village there.
Meridian Township is really a tale of two cities, if you will, or villages, if you will, Hazlitt and Okemos, and they had very different origins. Hazlitt was named for an interesting businessman who arrived in the 1880s. Tell us about him.
Yes, James Hazlitt. He was a haberdasher from Port Huron. Haberdasher is one who makes hats. But he was also very involved in the spiritualist movement. In the 19th century, especially around the time of the Civil War, so many people lost loved ones that there became a growing movement to try to maintain contact with the loved ones who had died. And Mr. Hazlitt was very active in that whole movement. So he purchased some property on the southwest corner of what was then called Pine Lake. We now call it Lake Lansing. He was instrumental in bringing nationally known spiritualists to the area, and every summer they had a six-week camp there with lessons and lectures and so on. Eventually, the spiritualist lecture hall became the Dodgem building when it became the Lansing Amusement Park. Yes. Life continued on for that.
An interesting transition for that structure. How did the community of Hazlitt grow to accommodate this resort status that it acquired?
Yes. Well, you know, originally just started as a crossroads at the railroad that is still there, the railroad tracks that run right through Hazlitt. Mm-hmm. And just a few little businesses started popping up right around the railroad agent's office. And that grew a little bit, but it was mostly a farming town until the spiritualist camp was located there. And then the whole area in the southwest corner began to grow and develop, and little cottages were built for the summer visitors. And then more property was acquired by Mr. Hazlitt to make larger hotels. And that's really what prompted the beginning of Lake Lansing or Pine Lake as a summer resort center. If you think about living there in the 1880s and 1890s or in the greater Lansing area, very hot, obviously, we didn't have air conditioning at that time. During the summer, you would try to spend as much time on a lake area. And Pine Lake was and continues to be the largest body of water in the entire Ingham County.
And I see, I didn't know until I started planning for our interview here that R.E. Olds had a summer home to escape the heat on the north side of the lake.
Yes. He also was one of the individuals who created a men's club, and they had their own private club right out in the middle of the lake. It was called the Izzer Club.
I love that. We're talking with Jane Rose, the executive director of Meridian Historical Village. Jane's written a new book that will be on sale in mid-August, simply called Meridian Township, and it's part of the Images of America series that every bookstore aficionado has seen at Schuller Books and elsewhere. That's from Arcadia Publishing. Let's move south now to the other side of the township. Today we know it as Okemos, but that wasn't its original name. Okemos actually got started as Hamilton. How did Hamilton get started?
Well, that was for Alexander Hamilton. What happened was the very first white settler in the Okemos area was Sanford Marsh, and he had his log cabin on the south side of the Red Cedar River, right across from the current Okemos Central Montessori. And he was the very first, but then within a year, Freeman Bray, who was a Canadian who had escaped from the Canadian Patriots War in the 1830s, he resettled to this area, and he purchased the property just on the north side of Red Cedar. And he took the southeast portion of his acreage, platted it out to sell because land was cheap here in mid-Michigan. It was called Michigan Fever. That was how cheap the land was. And he actually became the first real estate agent in the area. I'm sure Martha will appreciate that tidbit.
My wife, the real estate agent. That's right. Well, and I understand Hamilton began under more humble circumstances. It didn't have the luster that Hazlitt had that we referred to earlier.
Yes, absolutely. When you are a pioneer, you're going to always try to locate near bodies of water. And so the first community located near Pine Lake, and that eventually became Hazlitt. Well, south of that, you have the Red Cedar River. There's something else that was significant about that location that we now call Okemos. It was actually the intersection of several Indian trails. And so you had beaten paths that helped you to get to that area, and you also had trading opportunities. Freeman Bray eventually wound up trading with Chief Okemos and his band of Indians.
Meridian Township also has what's probably the closest thing to a ghost town. It's a little place called Meridian Post Office?
Yes.
And it's easy to miss. What was that, and where are we talking
Very
about?
Very easy to miss, but it is still remnants of it are still there. If you travel Meridian Road south from Grand River, you will go across the railroad tracks on the south side. And right at the railroad tracks, you'll see four or five buildings that used to be a little community. The chapter that I've entitled it is The Forgotten Hamlet. It did grow to a certain size, large enough to justify having its own church there. And then as other areas in the township continued to grow, such as Hazlitt and Okemos, which were much closer to transportation, and the Grand River road to Detroit, the growth of Meridian Post Office dwindled off. And so the church was torn down, and the community is now just a little tiny bedroom community.
We're talking with Jane Rose, the executive director of Meridian Historical Village. She's the author of a new book detailing the history of Meridian Township called, simply, Meridian Township. The township's 175th anniversary is the year after next, 2017. Any plans?
Well, I can't speak for the township, but we're certainly going to try to encourage them to make a big deal of that because it is significant. This whole township has a rich history. We have so many pioneers that really fought the battles in the wilderness of the forests. And all Meridian Township residents should be very proud of what we have done in that remaining time period and the stewardship that the township and the Parks and Recreation Department really have shown in taking care of our land, the land preservation programs, the parks that we have here that attract so many people to the area, the commitment by the township towards the services. So I'm really hoping that we can work with the township and the Parks and Recreation Department in the next couple of years to really highlight our rich history.
We've been talking with Jane Rose, Executive Director of Meridian Historical Village. Jane's the author of a new book that'll be on sale in mid-August, simply called Meridian Township. It's a part of the popular Images of America series from Arcadia Publishing. Very interesting stuff, Jane. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Mark.